This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Thousands and thousands of people rallied across Myanmar Sunday, denouncing last week's coup. Protesters are also demanding the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi in the biggest protest since the 2007 Saffron Revolution that helped lead to democratic reforms. In a second day of widespread protests, crowds in the biggest city, Yangon, sported red shirts, red flags, and red balloons, the color of Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy party. They chanted, "We don't want military dictatorship. We want democracy." On Sunday afternoon, the junta ended a day-long blockade of the internet that had further inflamed anger since the coup last Monday. A line of armed police with riot shields set up barricades but did not want to try to stop the demonstration. There was no comment from the junta, and state-run television news carried no mention of the protests. Officials say as many as 150 people are feared dead after a large piece of Himalayan glacier in northern India broke off and slammed into a dam early Sunday. The disaster is flooding the Dauli Ganga River and forcing the evacuation of downstream villages. Authorities say at least 9 bodies have been recovered in the unfolding incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi posted on Twitter, quote, "India stands with Uttarakhand and the nation prays for everyone's safety there." Sanjay Singh Rana, who lives in one of the villages, told Reuters in a telephone interview, "It came very fast. There was no time to alert anyone. I felt that even we would be swept away." The government says disaster response teams are being airlifted to the area. This is VOA.